made it into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Plus one for Mystery Lady, Songs of Billie Holiday. So a really successful career she had. So well done.
I really only know her for that one song, but now I'll have to do some research. That's really... I'm trying to think what year while I was sleeping came out. Or while you were sleeping came out.
Yeah, I'm sure that song will be used again, too. It's really a signature song.
Oh, yeah, it's used in lots of movies, but that's the one that I know it from.
Now, Mike and Mars just wrote to say she's also a popular crossword puzzle clue. And I could see, Etta, especially sometimes you need a word structured that way with E's and T's and A's. So I could see that being the case.
Definitely.
Well, thank you, and here's to a good day. I'm going to try to find a song in Spanish for you somewhere along the line.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. And the charge also to, let's see, Rich in Freeport and Bob in Freedom. And Kathy, I mentioned, in Tynesta, Tom in McCandless, Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina, John and Carrick, all, did I mention Kathy? I think I did, all coming up with Etta James. And I think you know we have to do this. James, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a charge to you. Once again, if you came up with the correct answer, that's who we were looking for, Etta James, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
And I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered airplane.
John Hartford with a song that really changed the bluegrass world when it came out. Steam-powered aeroplane ushering in Newgrass. Wes Jones writes from Old Washington in Ohio that He and some of his colleagues are beginning a community chess club playing at the old Washington Presbyterian Church. He doesn't expect it to be super competitive at the beginning, but today they are going to have kids as young as 8 and adults his age and up, beginners and people who are a bit rusty, all getting together, learning, enjoying each other's company, and having some good-spirited competition. They expect 8 to 10 players today and hope that it will grow. It starts at 9 o'clock. This is in Guernsey County, Ohio, starting at 9 at the Old Washington Presbyterian Church. And Wes invites anybody who would like to be part of those activities to come along. Sounds like fun. Thanks for sharing that, Wes.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Today at the SLB Radio Youth Media Center is Registration Day. It's a chance for teens and parents and guardians to join us at the Youth Media Center for in-person student registration. Tour our studios, say hello, I'll be here, and learn more about teen programming at the Youth Media Center. It's all part of our open studio at the Youth Media Center, a free after-school program for students in grades 6 through 12. And you can stop by today between 12 and 1:30 for registration day. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to see if you can solve our brigade charade. This week we are looking for a three-syllable word, three syllables. The clue is puzzle. See if you can sound out the answer based on the clues that I am about to give you. Syllable one, to swindle. Syllable two, zilch. Syllable three, keeps the beat. Syllable one, to swindle. Syllable two, zilch. Syllable three, keeps the beat. Put those three syllables together. You should be able to sound out the three-syllable answer to the clue puzzle. Share your answer with us. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use Interact Live by going to slbradio.org/radio.
El arroyo le canta al río, el río le canta al mar, y el mar le canta al barco que lejos nos va a llevar.
The stream sings it to the river sings it to the sea sings it to the boat that carries you and me.
Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea.
has been long and hard, but yet we're sailing still with a song to help us pull together if we only will.
Song must help us. Song must help us. Do not take all and tea. Do not take us and me. We are the bold. We are the sea. I sail in you. You sail in me.
So with our hopes, we raise the sails to face the winds once more. And with our hearts, we trust.
Y por eso los grandes
Velasquez and Aguila Negra with De Colores. And some of Saul Barco before that. We Are the Boat. Pete Seeger and Laurie Wyatt. And we are in the midst of solving this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. Did you get it yet? Once again, the clue is puzzle. We're looking for a three-syllable word, and the word has to answer these clues. It's one and only one answer. The first syllable, the clue is to swindle. The second syllable, the clue is zilch. Or in the context of the last two songs we played, nada. And the third syllable, keeps the beat. Put those three syllables together, and you should be able to sound out our Brigade Charade answer, which is a three-syllable word meaning puzzle. Let's see who has come up with the correct answer so far. Mike and Mars, Susie in Alexandria, West Virginia. Or West Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia. There might be one in West Virginia too, but she's the one in Virginia. Rich in Freeport, Jim in Black Ridge, John in Carrick, Larry in Elwood City, Russ in King, North Carolina, Tom in McCandless, Tommy in North Chesterfield, all coming up with the correct answer. And how did you do? I see that Bonnie has it. Bonnie is up on Observatory Hill with the correct answer as well. And there are a few more coming in. Kel has the right answer, as does Jess. And it's good to see all of this participation on and off the air. So the first clue we gave you is to swindle, and that is con. To swindle is con. Zilch or nada is none. And keeps the beat is drum. Put those together. Con, none, drum, or conundrum, which is the word meaning puzzle. Congratulations if you came up with conundrum.
My baby loves Sudoku. It's all she wants to do. Sudoku makes her so happy. Sudoku's making me blue. She just can't be distracted. How can I hope to compete? So attractive. Sudoku swept her off her feet. She used to do the crossword. She'd even speak to me sometimes.
blues referred to baseball. She would even pick my mind. Now when I offer my services, she says,
I'd rather do it by myself.
I sit alone and neglected. I'm getting dusty on the shelf. My baby loves Sudoku. She says it sharpens her mind. Sudoku keeps her so happy. Now she's happy all of the time. She just can't be distracted. How can I hope to compete? Numbers are so attractive. Sudoku swept her off her feet. Sudoku to my mother, and it stole away her brain. She stopped cooking and quit housework, and all her friends say that she's changed. My father says he hates Sudokis, and he tells me I'm the one to blame. He cut me right out of the will, because his life's gone down the drain. Sudoku. What does that mean in Japanese? I looked it up on the internet, and I still don't know what it means. Something about a single number and a bunch of words I can't pronounce. I let a simple number puzzle run me right out of my house.
Trout fishing in America here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Have you seen any of the new puzzles on LinkedIn? I think you'd enjoy them if you're already interacting with LinkedIn. There's one called Queens, which is very similar to Sudoku, in that you need to place the crowns of queens within a grid. And there are constraints. Not unlike Sudoku, there you can only have one crown per color and one crown per row or column. And they're a lot of fun. There also is one called Tango that involves placement of moons and suns and a couple others too. I think you might enjoy those. If I'm not careful, I'll start playing them right now. Actually, the one called Queens, I think would be great to play together with somebody, especially maybe a younger person, somebody in elementary school, combined with an older person. It just looked like a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun, but you could collaborate together because of the colors involved. Congratulations again if you came up with Conundrum. Coming up in just a little bit, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when we challenge you with this morning's high clue. It's good to have you aboard. A busy week. I was at the eye doctor Thursday, and my eyes are fine. I go there every now and then, and I had three sets of eye drops, And I think I'm still, I think they're still wearing off. But my goodness, all those eye drops. And they put me in a waiting room, and they don't point this out, but I looked above the door that I entered after having these eye drops put in my eyes, and it said Marination Station.
Every nation in creation has its favorite drink. France is famous for its wine and its beer in Germany. Turkey has its coffee, and they serve it blacker than ink. Russians go for vodka, and England loves its tea. Oh, the factory may be roaring with the boombalaka zumbalaka wee, but there isn't any roar when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. Now the lawyer in the courtroom, in the middle of an alimony plea, has to stop and help him pour when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. It's very good English custom, though the weather be cold or hot, when you need a little pickup, find a little teacup, will always hit the spot. Now you know that Cleopatra had a date to meet Mark Antony at 3, but he came an hour late. She said, "You'll have to wait." Everything stops for tea. Now they may be playing football, and the crowd is shouting, "Kill the referee." But no matter what the score, when the clock strikes four, everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, a stimulant for the brain. When you feel a little weary, cup will make you cheery, and it's cheaper than champagne. Now I know just why Franz Schubert didn't finish his unfinished symphony. He would have written more, but the clock struck four and everything stopped for tea.
A great local guitarist known as Jag Time Millionaire. Live on the Saturday Light Brigade. It's been a while since he's been here. That was from December 22nd, 2018. Another song featuring tea coming up in a moment.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Miles away, but I'm back in a jiffy when I'm putting on a cap for a night. Come on, Jim! When no one wants to talk about weather for hours and hours and hours. With me, there's a sunny spell. All of a sudden, when I'm putting on the cat for a nice cup of tea. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup. A nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. Breaks my back and my soul's as heavy as can be. I get my bounce back just like a tigger when I'm putting on a cap for a nice yay! Cup of tea. Yay! When the only one who likes the taste of a Marmite on toast is me, and no one gets my sense of humor while I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. Yay! A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup. A nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. Cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup. A nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. And nothing too fancy, just a nice cup of tea.
Zoe Lewis, add a cup of tea. From her album, Sheep.
Hey!
Our haiku puzzle is just moments away, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador Program is a paid opportunity for teens to increase awareness, enthusiasm, and attendance at Remake Learning Days events. Being a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador is a great way for teens to connect with the community, learn new media skills, and build professional experience. Ambassadors also will earn a stipend of up to $250 for the media products they create. And there are openings in each of Pennsylvania's 67 counties. Students in grades 9 to 12 are welcome to apply by February 14th. For details and a quick application, visit tinyurl.com/RLD Youth Ambassadors 2025. Well, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. With this morning's haiku, I hope you'll consider playing this morning. If you play week in and week out, it would be great, but maybe you've never tried to solve a puzzle here on a Saturday morning before. Well, why not? We'd love to have you work at it. Here come 17 syllables, and it's up to you to see if you can figure out what they are referring to. That's the way you'll answer our haiku. Ricky, have you audited the haiku? She's got it. She checks to be sure I didn't mess up any syllables. Which doesn't happen often, but we do believe that quality is more than just a word. It's a noun. And here is this morning's haiku. With rear engine and three headlights, this 40s car promised safety first. with rear engine and three headlights, this 40s car promised safety first. 412-200-5975, talk or text, 1-888-SLB-RADIO, or you can interact live by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck.
Standing by the highway with a sign that just said mother, when he heard the driver coming about a half a mile away. So he held a sign up higher so no decent soul could miss it. It was 10 degrees or colder down by Boulder down that day. He was raised up in Milwaukee, though it never was that famous. He was just a road musician to the taverns he would go, singing songs about the ramblin', the loving girls and gambling. How the world fell on his shoulder back in Boulder, I don't know. It was out in Arizona that he heard a lady listening to each word that he was saying, to each line that he would write. So he sat down by our table and they talked about the weather, 98.6 and rising down by Boulder down that night. And she told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he had told her, Martin, though his troubles are not over, his feet are almost frozen and the sun is sinking low. Won't you listen to me, brother, if you ever loved your mother, please pull off on the shoulder if you're going Milwaukee way. It's 10 degrees and getting colder down by Boulder down today.
Listen as you tread life's journey, take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel pure and safely without him walking by your side. And when you come to make that crossing at the end of every pilgrim's way, if you never did meet our Savior, he'll surely meet him on that day.
Whoa, look at that cold Jordan, look at these deep waters, look at that wide river, oh, hear the mighty billows roll. You'd better take Jesus with you. He's a true companion, and I'm sure without him that you're never gonna make it. Or that awful day of judgment is coming in the by and by. We'll see our Lord descending in glory from on high. So let us keep in touch with Jesus and in his grace and love abide, that we may be ever call ready when he calls us over Jordan's tide.
Oh, look at that gold Jordan, look at these deep waters, look at that wide river, oh, hear the mighty billows roll.
You'd better take Jesus with you, he's a true companion, and I'm sure without him that you're never gonna make it. Oh,
what you gonna do?
Oh,
what you gonna say?
Oh,
how you gonna feel when you come to the end of the
The Missing Person Soup Kitchen Quartet and Cold Jordan. And also Ricky Wasson and 10 Degrees and Getting Colder, the Saturday Light Brigade. a number of correct answers coming into our brigade charade, or our high clue, that is. Here it is again. With rear engine and three headlights, this 40s car promised safety first. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'll have correct answers to share with you in just a moment. Ralph got the correct answer and included a pun in his answer. And good morning to Mel in Westmoreland County. It's good to have you around. Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer to our high clue, as does Jim in Black Ridge and John in Carrick. And Stu in McCandless, who rightly points out the movie about this car, and it's a great movie, in my opinion. Kathy also has the correct answer. Tommy has the correct answer. There were only 50 complete models made and a 51st that was not finished at the factory. Tommy points out if you have one of these, it would be worth about $1.2 million plus. Rich in Freeport knows the correct answer. Barbara in Highland Park also got it. John in Economy Borough, good morning, and good morning, Susie. She got it. So did Zach. John and Addie in East Deer just got the correct answer. Good morning. Welcome to call us with the correct answer. If you know it, it's about to be revealed by Tom and then by Dust Bowl Jack. We're going to start with Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, I was hoping it wouldn't be 10 degrees this morning.
It is.
I was hoping we were done with that.
We are not done yet. We've been having some roofing work done on our house, and the poor roofers are on a hiatus right now. When it got below 30 or so, they had to stop. The roof is fine, but they've not been able to finish their work. And
right.
I just assume they wait till it gets above freezing, but boy, has it been cold.
You know, you were playing that Sudeco song before, and as you were playing, my wife was doing Sudeco.
Ah, she's a fan. She would like
well,
that.
Well, she gets these books from the dollar store.
Mm.
And I just looked at one of them. It says volume 505. So
wow. That's a lot.
I know. I heard that with Sudeco, there's like trillions of answers or trillions of puzzles or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's calculable what the maximum number of puzzles. I think it would be calculable because you don't necessarily. some of it depends on how many starting numbers you're going to give. So it's probably, I'm sure it's a huge number. But no, somebody might be able to figure that out. We'll put some brains working on that.
Well, I only got the answer because I just finished reading a book called Driving Machines.
Huh.
And he goes over all these different automobiles from day one. And he talked about the Tucker. And, you know, when you said three headlights, the first thing that came to mind was a Cyclops for some reason.
Hmm. Well, the Tucker it is. The Tucker 48, which was a dream car by its eponymous inventor or marketer. Preston Tucker conceived the car in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and worked hard to try to get this car of the future out. A great movie about his life, simply called Tucker, the Man and His Dream, was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and came out in 1988.
Hmm. You know, I said it was designed for safety, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have seat belts?
A good question. I don't know. I'll bet you that Dust Bowl Jack will know that, but I don't know the answer to that.
Because in that book that I was reading, he said, I think.
It did. I just checked. It did have seat belts.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking he said in the book that the Nash Rambler had the first seat, or it came with seat belts. Like the Nash or the Ramblers came with seat belts, I think is what he said. But I couldn't remember if he said that the Tucker had come with seat belts.
Seat belts and a padded dashboard were among the safety features.
Yeah, so, just think how long it took before everybody had seat belts.
Yes.
Maybe 40 years or so.
Oh, it took a long, long time, and then certain vehicles were exempt from them, and then even headrests as basic safety features, so your head wouldn't snap back, took a while to find their way into all cars.
Yeah, they say that when you buy a new car nowadays, you have to take a college course in how to figure out how to drive it.
I don't know about that. How to fix it, for sure.
Well, you know, all these little lights come on and everything. You know, like there's so many different lights. And I noticed now that I was standing at the bus stop and the people would stop at the traffic light. And then all of a sudden, when it turned green, their engine would turn back on. And I couldn't figure out, were they turning their keys off? Or this? And then somebody says, no, the engine goes off to reduce pollution, and then it starts back up again.
Interesting. Wow. That's not one I've heard of before. I was going to say the car, it really did have a lot of safety features, including self-sealing tubeless tires, four-wheel disc brakes, really way ahead of its time.
Right.
But,
well, it's too bad he didn't make a go of it, but, you know, it's kind of tough to jump into the automobile market. Kind of like, what was his name? That one car with the fins on.
DeLorean?
DeLorean, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard market to get into, especially if the others might be actively trying to keep you from doing it, which is the story with Tucker. Or at least the way the story is told. I'll bet you that we're going to hear some more from Dust Bowl Jack about the history.
I think he's a car collector.
Yes.
Car enthusiast.
He knows his stuff, so I'm going to get to him.
Right.
Thank you, Tom. And here is Jack. I'll bet you know about the Tucker a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I do. Actually, they have one on display at the AACA Museum in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that.
And
wow.
Yeah, and they also have some of the molds they used to form the body. A collector, had those, and he donated them to the museum for display. But it's a neat museum down there. That they even have one of Betty White's cars in there.
Yeah, I'm looking at this but... at this museum. It's the AACA Museum in Hershey, and they have a maroon Tucker there. There's also one here in Huntington, Pennsylvania, at the Swigart Antique Auto Museum, and one in Clayton, Ohio. So there are some closer by. Looks like there's actually two in Clayton, Ohio. Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
Owned
by the same person.
So they actively pursued collecting them, that car. Or, you know, if they all earned by the same person, yeah, right then, yeah. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it sure is. The movie really, I think, shows the challenges he had, whether it be getting steel to make the car or the technology he needed. And the big three really did not want him to put out the car. At least that's the way it seemed from the movie to me.
Yeah, I would believe that because it was such an innovation with the rear engine, like a Corvair, and the Volkswagens, in the 60s and that. They guaranteed the motors, and they would if they would go bad, you'd just take them back to the shop, and they'd have a replacement motor for you, and they'd take that one and fix it up.
Yes, from what I read, the motor could be lifted out of the car in about 20 to 30 minutes because of the way it was designed. I think 6 bolts kept it in. And you just screwed out the cage that had the motor in it, and you put a new one in, which is pretty innovative. I'd want those bolts to be specified carefully so they would hold the...
Another one that you could drop the motor that quickly is the Volkswagen Beetles. My brother had one time, and you could drop the motor in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Once you disconnected the... Yeah. It would be dropped. It wouldn't come up. You just have to get the car up in the air, and then find a jack stand or a floor jack to keep it balanced, and pull it back some and drop it straight down, and you could pull that little 4-cylinder air cooled motor out of a VW.
I had no idea. I had no idea you could do that. And I see here somebody was working on a replica of the Tucker 48, and it came out in 2001. It's on a hot rod chassis. It doesn't have a lot of the same features, but it looks like the car. It's more cosmetically like a Tucker.
Yeah. And then my old truck, a 1965 GMC, the seat belts were optional.
I believe that. I can remember as a kid, seat belts. Would they have been optional in the cars I grew up in? Actually not. I think they were in trucks, but not in cars, if my memory's right.
Yeah. And then the other option I had is it had two safety options on my truck. It had 4-way flashers and seat belts. That was right on the build list right there. But that was optional safety equipment for the Suburban that was serving Hyde Park, Pennsylvania. That's my truck.
Well, Dust Bowl, thank you. It's good to hear from you. I had a feeling you'd know this one. Thanks.
This was right up my alley here. That's my stuff there. So any old cars I know about.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, good talking to you.
You too. That's Dustball Jack, who is in Warren, Ohio. Patrick in South Park, Pennsylvania, has it. Larry in Elwood City says that he remembers his dad talking about Tuckers. He was an early adapter, but wasn't able to get one. He went straight from Studebakers to Volkswagens, one of the first VWs in Western Pennsylvania, was Larry's dad's VW. And he mentions how much he loved the movie with Jeff Bridges. John, an economy, mentions how great the soundtrack is to the movie. In fact, it uses the song Tiger Rag, which you hear in the background quite a bit. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer, as does Bruce in Ingram. Zach had it, John and Addie, Susie, and Barbara in Highland Park knew it, as did Rich in Freeport, and Tommy in Virginia, and Kathy in Tynesta, Stu in McCandless, and John and Carrick, and Jim in Blackridge. And I think I've acknowledged everybody with the correct answer. Please give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you came up with it. I mentioned Ralph wrote, all these puzzles are tuckering me out. Well done, Ralph. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes.
Take you riding in my car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. Take you riding in my car. Goes beep, beep. The horn in my car goes beep, beep. The horn in my car goes beep, beep. Take you riding in my car. Take you riding in my car. The door in my car goes clickety-clack. The door in my car goes clickety-clack. The door in my car goes clickety-clack. Take you riding in my car.
Repetition in today's music. The song from Woody Guthrie, done there by Terry Hendrix.
Take you riding in my car, everybody now.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache, Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want? You've been meaning to trash Liberace's recording of Jumpin' Jack Flash. A scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl, all that crap from your ex. You could donate it all. And you can't take your stuff along when you're dead. But if you give from your heart and your dresser drawer, they can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
The Twang Town Paramours at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'd like to mention now, if I may, how many people called or dropped a little note to express their sympathy to Carla of McMurray on the loss of her beloved Sparky. And Carla, I know this Saturday morning is one, as has every day since a week ago last Wednesday. You've been missing Sparky, but I want you to know a lot of people care about you and have been letting us know how much they've been thinking about you, including us, so know you're not alone.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
That was Ben, who has a great article in the current issue of kidsburg.org, where it talks about what it's like to have an experience in which you receive mentoring, and also what it's like to be paid for the work you are doing. Vinaya is a 10th grader